So I believe this is possibly the first, or maybe the second, clip on step three that I'm making. Okay. And I know many of you who are studying for step three have been wanting me to make content. It's a long-awaited clip here. The reason I haven't put out much material on step three is simply because the percentage of you who follow me who are studying for the step three, I'd say under 1%. Okay. But now that the absolute numbers have been growing a little bit. Okay. And if you're not following my content, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give the video a like. I really appreciate it. And find me on Instagram at Mehlman underscore medical, MEHLMAN underscore medical. Link is down below. And find me on Telegram. Links to the Telegram group and channel down below. Now let me get back to the fucking clip here, which is about step three. And now the absolute numbers are growing a little bit. Okay. So there's a non-insignificant number of you who want me to put out step three content. Look, the prep is very fucking simple, okay? It really is. And it's very, very similar to 2CK. All right. So I have a number of step three students, and I prep them very fucking similar. So apart from the CCS cases that you annoyingly have to deal with, all right, you're gonna have to go through the UWorld CCS cases. There are other CCS cases available to you, but I would say UWorld is satisfactory. Okay, you're gonna go through those cases. I've had students who they like to do about five per day. It doesn't really fucking matter. Okay, you don't have to get OCD about how many cases per day. Just get through the fucking UWorld cases. But what you're gonna do apart from those is you're gonna do the 1900 questions in UWorld QBank. Okay, so that's our starting point. You're gonna do the 1900 questions in UWorld QBank, not a lengthy QBank. Then, and this is the point of value because those of you studying for step three aren't aware of this. You need to do the clinical mastery series forms that you did for 2CK. Or if you didn't do them for 2CK, you need to do those. And you say, really? I can do those for step three? Yes. Okay. The questions are exactly the same. They are. Okay. The overlap, hugely significant. All right. I can't give you an exact percentage. I mean, this is subjective and speculation, but I mean, we're talking like 90% overlap. You're going to have more longitudinal type questions on step three, about extended management, but diagnoses, next best step in management, all those questions are exactly the same. So when I build students for step three, and this isn't my fucking opinion, this has happened, and I've had students perform well on the step three, is they get through the 1900 questions, the MCQs, and UWorld QBank. Then they go into the clinical mastery series forms, they do them twice or two forms per day. There's 44 forms, so it's 22 days, roughly 3 weeks, exactly as though they're studying for step two. Okay. And then they can do the UWSA for the QBank from the UWorld QBank. You can do the NBME for step three. There's one of them online. Okay. And you're going to do the 6-2CK NBME, 6 through 11. Yes. Okay, so this is the point of articulation that, as I said, comes as a surprise to many of you studying for step three. And that if you're trying to boost your score on the step three, you'd need to cover the step two content. Okay, the material so significantly overlaps, as I just mentioned. Okay, so UWorld for step three, UWSA, you're going to do the CCS cases. Then I would have you do the step three NBME, as well as the 6-2CK NBMEs, and you're gonna be perfectly fine. Okay. Now, look, the score, we could make an argument as far as does it matter, does it not matter? It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't mean that you don't wanna try to do well on it. Those of you who are overseas, who are looking to apply for the first time, and you say, well, having a good step three score could benefit you. Okay. But I've made prior clips talking about how the step three score, overall, it's not a huge part of the application. All right. It's really not. Because even if you're coming from overseas, you've been out of med school for a while, you want to demonstrate recent competency that you've taken the step three and did well on it, it doesn't change the fact that 99% of people in the United States applying for residency positions are not going to have a step three. Okay. So it's just not a salient aspect of the application. So this clip is already getting a bit extended. I'm just going to recapitulate real quick. You're going to go through the 1900 questions in UWorld QBank. You're going to do the UWSA one. Okay. You're going to do all the clinical mastery series forms. You're going to do the step three NBME. And then you're going to do the six step two NBMEs. Okay. The three offline ones, three online ones. You know the deal. I'm going to continue to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. I appreciate your time. That's it.